C90 AM in Montreal. MTL.
You're listening to CJLO News. I'm Adam Innes. Canada Post workers are on strike nationally, but the closure of the historic NDG Post Depot is a specific point of anger for local mail carriers. Postal workers have been picketing at their workplaces across the country since November 15th for higher pay and stronger benefits. On the same day the strike began, the 89-year-old NDG Post Depot closed down. The closing of the depot is part of Canada Post's route restructuring. Before restructuring, mail carriers and NDG would start their day at this depot, sort the mail for their route, and head out, often on foot. Now, every mail carrier has been assigned a truck, and NDG mail centers have been moved to Snowdon and Bridge Street depots, where mail carriers go to pick up these trucks for their shift. Andreas Lamontis has been a mail carrier with a foot route in NDG for 17 years. He says the closing of the building is an end to a familiar way of life.
I'm kind of losing my home for the last almost 20 years, so it's very sad to see it go. I don't see a point to removing this building from the city, from this area, because everybody in the community come here to get their mail, or you know, they know that the mail is going to be delivered in orderly fashion. Now they're making us go to big depots where there's, you know, it's more of like a schoolyard with 1,000 employees, and it's just like a big depot.
Lorraine Muller has been a mail carrier since 2017. The closing of the depot means her 8-minute walk to work at the beginning of her day is now a 45-minute bus ride. She says the closure jams up workflow.
You also have no time with your colleagues in the morning because we sort for 2 hours. We kind of joke around as we do it, and then we go out and we deliver for 6 hours. That's how it works. So it makes your day variable. So if it's minus 40 outside, at least you have a couple hours in the morning where you're, you know, you're warm and you're doing your job and you're preparing your mail the way you want to prepare it. And you know who your changes of address are and you know who your hold mail is. So you know your customers even better than just delivering to them. You know their needs, you know, what special services they have, which is something they're taking away. So now people are supposed to show up, load their truck and just go and deliver for 8 hours a day. How is that not gonna use people's bodies? I feel like it's gonna lead to more injuries. And the person who's sorting for 8 hours a day, it's gonna have repetitive stress.
A Canada Post Corporation spokesperson, Phil Rogers, said in a statement about closing the depot that motorizing the routes will help with efficiency and managing parcel volumes, and that the corporation will work with workers to adapt to the changes. The historic Post Depot on the corner of Sherbrooke and Wilson is quite distinct, with stone pillars and mid-20th century architecture style. The community landmark is not yet listed for sale. For CJLO and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Are We There Yet? Today's episode is one that I'm really, really excited for. We're going to be going to the Chelsea Hotel, which if you don't know what the Chelsea Hotel was, it was this hotel in New York City that was this kind of mecca, like, or it's my musical mecca, but it was kind of this this hub for the counterculture in like the late 60s, early 70s, honestly kind of going into the 80s and 90s, but mainly like the 60s and 70s. And it was just an incredible hub for artists, and it was like just notorious for its reputation. The owner would let you forfeit rent you'd like pay him in your portfolio as an artist, which is just the perfect ideal for struggling artists. So it attracted this huge crowd. Anyways, super, super interesting, and so much amazing music from the 60s and 70s of New York came from this hotel, and its impact was, it can be felt like for centuries, honestly. Like, it's anyways, so I'm really excited because that's going to be our episode for today. It's all about the Chelsea Hotel. And I wanted to read, I'm totally nerding out, but I brought my copy of Just Kids by Patti Smith into the studio because Patti Smith notoriously lived at the Chelsea Hotel with Robert Mapplethorpe while they were in the late 60s, early 70s. So prime time. And in her memoir, Just Kids, which is all about her relationship with Robert Mapplethorpe, which is an incredible book, number one recommendation from me. But she has a whole section about the Chelsea Hotel. So this is, in her words, about the Chelsea Hotel. She says, "The hotel is an energetic, desperate heaven for scores of gifted, hustling children from every rung of the ladder. Guitar bums and stoned-out beauties in Victorian dresses, junky poets, playwrights, broke-down filmmakers, and French actors. Everybody passing through here is somebody, if nobody, in the outside world." Which I think sums up the Chelsea perfectly. Just read the book if you haven't. Anyways, getting into the music, because there's a lot I want to cover, and the residents of the Chelsea Hotel really loved to write long, warbling songs. I blame the drugs, but alas, as much as I love them, they're hard to play on radio because I want to play as many as I can. But with that being said, we are going to be hearing Chelsea Morning by Joni Mitchell, Canadian icon. After that, we're going to be hearing Sarah by Bob Dylan. I wanted to play Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands, but it's 8 minutes long. But he does mention it in here, and he does mention writing at the Chelsea Hotel, so it'll do. And after that, we're going to be hearing Free Money by Patti Smith, legend, and notoriously stayed at the Chelsea. So, yeah. Let's get into the music. Thanks so much for tuning in to Are We There Yet? You're listening to CJLO 1690.
Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came a ringing up like Christmas bells, and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on the day, and we'll wear it till the night comes. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun, two yellow curtains, and a rainbow on the wall. The red, green, and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day. There's a sun show every second. Now the curtain opens on a portrait of today, and the streets are paved with passers-by, and pigeons fly, and papers lie, waiting to blow away. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl of oranges too, and the sun poured in like butterscotch and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day, and we'll talk in present tenses. When the curtain closes and the rainbow runs away, I will bring you incense owls by night, by candlelight, by jewel light, if only you will stay. Pretty baby, won't you wake up? It's a Chelsea morning.
I laid on the dune. I looked at the sky when the children were babies. I played on the beach. You came up behind me. I saw you go by. You were always so close, still within reach. Whatever made you wanna change your mind? Sarah, Sarah, so easy to look at, so hard to define. I can still see them playing with their pails in the sand. They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Sarah, oh Sarah, sweet virgin angel, sweet love of my life. Sarah, oh Sarah, radiant jewel, a mystical wife. Sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, drinking white rum in a Portugal bar. Them playing leapfrog and hearing about Snow White. You in the marketplace in Savannah, Lamar. It's all so clear, I could never forget. Sarah, oh Sarah, loving you is the one thing I'll never regret. I can still hear the sounds of those Methodist bells. I'd taken a cure and it just gotten through. Staying up for days in the Chelsea Hotel, writing sad-eyed lady of the lowlands for you. Sarah, oh Sarah, wherever we travel, we're never apart. Sarah, oh Sarah, beautiful lady, so dear to my heart. How did I meet you? I don't know. A messenger sent me in a tropical storm. You were there in the winter, moonlight on the snow, and on Lily Pond Lane when the weather was warm. Sarah, oh Sarah, Scorpio Sphinx in a calico dress. You must forgive me my unworthiness. Now the beach is deserted, except for some kelp and a piece of an old ship that lies on the shore. You always responded when I needed your help. You gave me a map and a key to your door. With an arrow and bow. Sarah, oh Sarah, don't ever leave me, don't ever go.
I could sleep. Find a ticket, win a lottery. Scoop the pearls up from the sea. Cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. Money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Oh, baby, to buy all the things you need. Babe, I'll buy you a jet plane, babe. Get you on a high plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet then and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in the red of your baby, then cool, cold in fields of snow, and we'll roll, train, roll, train, roll, roll, train, train. When we dream it, when we dream it, when we dream it.
Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM. Where all stories meet.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
All right, you just heard Free Money by Patti Smith. Before that was Sarah by Bob Dylan. And before that was Chelsea Morning by Joni Mitchell. Yeah, let's hear some more from Patti Smith about the Chelsea Hotel. She writes here, "How different the light in the Chelsea Hotel seems as it fell over our few possessions. It was not natural light, spreading from the lamp and the overhead bulb, intense and unforgiving, yet it seemed filled with a unique energy." I think this unique energy is like the essence of the Chelsea Hotel that she writes about. But yeah, I love that book. And again, I'm going to recommend it. Definitely a must read if you haven't read it. And if you have any interest at all in Patti Smith or any of that kind of New York City 60s, 70s information. Anyways, moving on to more music, we are going to be hearing Vicious by Lou Reed, frequenter of the Chelsea Hotel, although I don't know that he lived there, but definitely in that scene. After that, we're going to be hearing Chelsea Hotel Number 2 by Leonard Cohen, Montreal legend. And this song is reportedly about Janis Joplin. So listen to the lyrics and just know they're about Janis Joplin. That's all I'm going to say. And after that, we're going to be hearing All Tomorrow's Parties by The Velvet Underground and Nico. Apparently, this is Andy Warhol's favorite Velvet Underground song. So, and he also was notoriously connected with the Chelsea Hotel. He made the film The Chelsea Girls about featuring the hotel. And he was very much involved with the Velvet Underground and Nico, obviously, with the Banana album cover that he designed. So yeah, let's get into it. That's Vicious by Lou Reed, Chelsea Hotel Number 2 by Leonard Cohen, and All Tomorrow's Parties by the Velvet Underground and Nico. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to CJLO 1690. Enjoy.
Talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reason that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh. And that was called love for the workers in song. Probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
The poor girl wears she turned once more to Sunday's clown and cry behind the door.
You just heard All Tomorrow's Parties by The Velvet Underground and Nico. Before that was Chelsea Hotel No. 2 by Leonard Cohen. And before that was Vicious by Lou Reed off the album Transformer, which is an incredible album, one of my like kind of formative musical, formative albums for my music taste. And yeah, totally reminds me of my dad. So shout out dad. He always gets a shout out, but he deserves it. And if you didn't know, that album was actually produced by David Bowie. So I learned that in my David Bowie class, which yes exists. And this is helping me study for it, I guess, for that exam. Anyways, moving on, we are going to be kind of moving into the 80s, 90s, early 2000s era of the Chelsea Hotel. We're going to be hearing Grey Gardens by Rufus Wainwright off the album Poses. He pretty much entirely wrote Poses while staying at the Chelsea Hotel, which I didn't know, but is really cool. And he writes of his time there about how he kind of fell in with the Chloe Sevigny, Alexander McQueen crowd, so just like the coolest crowd ever. And he says, you can't talk about the Chelsea without talking about the drugs. I am not going to be talking about that because I can't, but that's what he says. Anyways, that's going to be Grey Gardens by Rufus Wainwright. After that, we're going to be hearing Like a Drug I Never Did Before by Joey Ramone of the Ramones. Yeah, he mentions the Chelsea Hotel in this, and it's a good song. All right, and then we're going to be hearing Erotica by Madonna. Madonna notoriously shot her book called Sex in the Chelsea Hotel. And yeah, this is a great Madonna track. I really actually do love Madonna. Also reminds me of my dad as well. But that's going to be Grey Gardens by Rufus Wainwright, Like a Drug I Never Did Before by Joey Ramone, and Erotica by Madonna. You're listening to Are We There Yet? Today's episode is The Chelsea Hotel. It's been a super fun one for me. And keep tuning in to CJLO 1690.
To keep the line between the past and the present. You know what I mean?
Taxi up, taxi up. Chelsea Hotel on a wild psychedelic night, pretty wild. start your engines and get ready to end your semester in style. On November 30th, Canada's Drag Race star Kiara is taking over Reggie's and hosting an unforgettable night of drag. Also, all profits go to the Canadian Cancer Society. This event is presented by Queer Concordia and Concordia Relay for Life. For more details, follow their Instagrams at Queer Concordia and at Concordia Relay. Come for the glam, stay for the cause. Doors at 8:30 and show at 9.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CGL.
Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
All right, welcome back to Are We There Yet? Before that ad break, you heard Erotica by Madonna, Like a Drug I Never Did Before by Joey Ramone, and Grey Gardens by Rufus Wainwright. Three iconic artists and all who wrote about and stayed at the Chelsea Hotel. Moving us into a little bit more modern times now, we are going to be hearing Chelsea Hotel by Jesse Jo Stark. I actually really liked Jesse Jo Stark in like grade 11 and 12, so it's actually kind of a nostalgic song for me. It's very like dramatic and kind of, it was in my like sad girl Lana Del Rey phase, which I'm not ashamed of. We all have to have at some point, I feel. But yeah, that's going to be Chelsea Hotel by Jesse Jo Stark. And carrying on with that kind of dramatic sound is a new release by The Crying Nudes. Well, kind of new release, which is the self-titled album, The Crying Nudes. And it's going to be the song Blood Meadow. I've been really enjoying this song this week and got to keep it current. So yeah, that's going to be Blood Meadow by The Crying Nudes. And after that, we're going to be bringing it back to the good old days at the Chelsea Hotel with Take This Longing by Leonard Cohen. Once again, Montreal legend, couldn't not play him twice this episode. So that's going to be Chelsea Hotel by Jesse Jo Stark, Blood Meadow by The Crying Nudes, and Take This Longing by Leonard Cohen. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to CJLO 1690.
Oh, Chelsea Hotel. In a room at the Chelsea Hotel, I found God. In a room at the Chelsea Hotel. In a room at the Chelsea Hotel. In a room at the Chelsea Hotel.
Fastened to the rain, and everyone who wanted you, they found what they will always want again. Your beauty lost to you yourself, just as it was lost to them. Oh, take this longing from my tongue. Whatever useless things these hands have done, let me see your beauty broken down like you would do for one you love. Your body like a searchlight, my poverty revealed. Would like to try your charity until you cry. Now you must try my greed, and everything depends upon how near you sleep to me. Just take this longing from my tongue, all the lonely things my hands have done. Let me see your beauty broken down, like you would do for one you love. Hungry as an archway through which the troops have passed, I stand in ruins behind you with your winter clothes, your broken sandal strap. I love to see you naked over there, especially from the back. Oh, take this longing from my tongue, all the useless things my hands have done. Untie for me your high blue gown, like you would do. You're faithful to the better man. I'm afraid that he left, so let me judge your love affair in this very room where I have sentenced mine to death. I'll even wear these old laurel leaves that he's shaken from his head. Just take this longing from my tongue, all the useless things my hands have done. Let me see your beauty broken down, like you would do for one you love.
All right, that was Take This Longing by Leonard Cohen. Before that was Blood Meadow by The Crying Nudes. And before that was Chelsea Hotel by Jesse Joe Stark. That brings us to the end of our episode today. It's been a great one. I've really loved it. I've loved showing the music from the Chelsea Hotel, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. But yeah, that's all for me. Thank you so much for tuning in to Are We There Yet? This has been Sophie, and keep tuning in to CJLO for more awesome programming. But yeah, have a great week. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Here's room 546. It's enough to make you sick. Bridget's all wrapped up in foil. You wonder if she can uncoil. Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea girls. Here's room 115, filled with S&M queens. Magic marker, oh, you wonder just how high they go. Come now, see them run now. Here they come now, Chelsea girls. Here's Pope, dear Undine. Ron has treated him so mean. She wants another scene. She wants to be a human being. Here they come now.
You're listening to CJ.